Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and I have Lexi in today for talking about ADX Digital. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's definitely, I'm feeling the Mondays. Like, yes. I didn't tie my shoes today because I don't have those kind of shoes, but if I was supposed to, they would have not got tied.
They'd get tied in a knot.
Yes.
Together, and you'd be tripping everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. So today we're going to be talking about Amazon. Amazon is one of the products that we can offer here at ADX Digital. And it's got a lot of different capabilities, from the targeting capabilities we have with Amazon to the different product types that we can run. So it is a really great product here. We've run it, you know, with multiple different campaigns across a lot of different client verticals. And it really has been successful. So there's a lot of different clients or different types of verticals that we can utilize this Amazon product for. But some of the best that we've seen, for example, have been like the auto vertical. Amazon actually has auto, or Amazon Garage, which is auto data. So they can tap into that data. So that's a great vertical or space to be in to run with Amazon. You know, some other verticals include education, tourism, med spas, credit unions. So a lot of different verticals, you know, can find success with this Amazon product. And everybody is on Amazon these days, you know, and Amazon does own more than just Amazon.com. So there's a lot of Amazon owned properties and websites and apps that by buying Amazon, you'd also be able to serve ads across. So with Amazon, it is, you know, the top e-commerce retail. Sorry. It is the
it
top.
Is Monday.
I know. I'm like losing my voice. It's the top e-commerce retailer in the U.S. in 2024. And they have a ton of first party data that we can utilize when we're choosing our targeting strategies and our targeting or behavioral targets that we want to layer onto the campaign. So there's a variety of, you know, almost 230 million users are using Amazon every day. Amazon does have access, like I was saying, to other publishers, other websites, other apps. So, for example, like if you've ever heard of Twitch or Freevee or IMDb or Fire TV, that's all Amazon owned. Wow. So there's a lot of different publishers and apps and websites that Amazon owns, and all of that data from those websites is what we can tap into when we utilize the Amazon targeting. 61% of users, U.S. consumers, are starting their shopping on Amazon versus Google. So Amazon is just a really, really big space. It's a great place to be if you are advertising. And we do see the biggest group of people on Amazon is going to be millennials. So that's going to be anyone who's in that 25 to 40 age range. And they outpace baby boomers by a ratio of 2-1 when it comes to using Amazon as a shopping tool. So if you are reaching an audience, you know, within that 25 to 40 range, this is a great product to consider to add in your product mix with a digital campaign. So we've talked a little bit about all the different areas that Amazon would include if you did choose to run the Amazon product. But when it comes to actually the data that we'd be able to utilize for targeting, Amazon's able to gather that data a variety of different ways. And again, it's going to be across not just Amazon.com. It'll be across other websites, other apps that Amazon owns, other publishers. So there's a variety of different areas where this data can be gathered. So, you know, for example, somebody who's watching Fire TV, Prime TV, or Freevee, all of that data can be collected and used for targeting. Same with streaming Amazon Music or watching live streams on Twitch or visiting IMDb.com, using Alexa. Like, all of these different areas that are owned by Amazon, we're able to tap into that data and utilize the data that's being collected by Amazon. So it really is a lot. The targeting is very wide. There's a large range of targeting that we can utilize. And with Amazon, you know, we're able to give businesses that don't sell products on Amazon that opportunity to reach Amazon users while they're on Amazon and Amazon-owned properties.
Smart.
Yeah. So Amazon, we can use the Amazon targeting data, and where those ads will run when it comes to devices, it's going to be across a variety of devices. So we can run display ads with Amazon. We can run video ads with Amazon. We can also run OTT or over the top video ads, which is going to be that streaming video content. So we can run those across Amazon as well. And everything is going to serve across either Amazon.com, Amazon owned properties, or other websites and apps that Amazon has partnered with across all devices. So it can be on your desktop, it can be on your mobile device, it can be on your connected TV. So we're really kind of really leaning into the cross-device strategy here with Amazon and really reaching people while they're on a variety of websites and apps across a lot of different devices. So when it comes to where the ads will serve, typically what we'll do with our Amazon product is our Amazon Premium offering, which will allow the ads to run else outside of Amazon.com. So not just across Amazon.com when people are on Amazon looking for products to purchase. But you will see about 5 to 10% of the display ads will be running on Amazon.com. And on Amazon.com, it's just going to be the display ads. There won't be any video ads on Amazon.com. So it's all going to be those display ads that will appear at the bottom of all of the product lists that you're looking at when you're on Amazon.
So like a static picture with yes. an ad to it.
Yeah, so it'll be like a static image, usually like a vertical skinny banner that you'll see at the bottom of Amazon.com.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then ads can also appear, and this is where we kind of get more into the video, because we can have display or video ads that will appear on IMDb or Fire TV or even Freevee or Twitch. And then on top of that, there's also over 5,000 websites that Amazon has partnered with, and we're able to serve ads across those websites as well. So, for example, USA Today or Food Network or some of those websites. And we'll get into a list a little bit later, but there's a large scale, a lot of people that we can reach through utilizing this Amazon product. All right. And here we are. So another outside of just Amazon.com, we can also serve ads across, like I was saying, IMDb, Freevee, Fire TV, and Twitch. And so just kind of a refresher of what those are, IMDb is actually going to be a searchable database for movies and TV. It's where you can go and you can search for movies, you can search for celebrities, but it's got like 83 million users on it. So, and you can run display or video ads on IMDb. On imdb.com.
And anytime you search like a movie and you want it will pop up, IMDb is usually what pops up.
Yes.
So that really shoots people. Mm-hmm. It gives them a lot of
yeah,
attention.
Exactly. Exactly. And then you've got Freevee too, which is Amazon's free over the top or OTT, what we call it, streaming service. So that's where people can go to stream movies or TV series. Fire TV is going to be the device that you can plug into your connected TV that will allow you to then have access to video streaming apps to watch movie or TV content. That would also include the Amazon News app. And then lastly would be Twitch. So Twitch is the world's leading live streaming platform. So that's where content creators are actually broadcasting on their own personal channels. A lot of time this is kind of in the video game space. People will broadcast themselves playing video games, or there's like esports competitions a lot of times on Twitch. So this app in particular definitely skews very heavily male and a little bit younger. It's normally like 16 to 24 years old, but this Twitch would be included in the overall Amazon offering if you did choose to run Amazon.
That just opens up a even wider range of ages. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. So there's kind of just like a place for everybody, really. Yeah. When you're talking about Amazon and when you're serving ads across Amazon, there's just such a variety of websites and apps that you can serve across. And then lastly, it'll be the Amazon owned or the websites and apps that Amazon has partnered with. So we can also serve display and video ads on those websites. So some of those would be TLC or BuzzFeed or HGTV. So there's a big list of websites that are Amazon publishers that we can one, utilize targeting data from. So people who are on those websites, we can utilize that data. And then we can also serve them ads while they're on those websites.
And just for perspective, Amazon owns over 100 subsidiaries.
Oh, wow.
So
that, yeah, woo, that's a lot. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Amazon's huge.
Fact checking.
Love that. All right. So Amazon, so basically when we think about Amazon, we also want to think about what types of ads we're going to be running. So like I said, you can have display and video, and it is important to have both. With campaigns that run display and video, we do see 150% increase in the purchase rate when compared to just display only campaigns. So, you know, with Amazon's ad-supported streaming video content, it reaches more than 120 million users every month. So a lot of people are on Freevee or using their Fire TV. So it's very important, you know, to be able to tap into these areas with video content. So I would definitely recommend, if you're looking to run Amazon, to definitely, you know, utilize both the display and the video offerings. We've also seen that 74% of the Amazon OTT audience is exclusive to Amazon. So meaning that they do not or have not seen the same brand's ads across linear TV campaigns. So they really are just utilizing their Amazon OTT service when it comes to streaming that content. All right. And then here we get in a little bit to the targeting. So, you know, a big part of our campaigns outside of the different types of creative and the different types of products that we can run is the strategies that we can layer on to all of our campaigns. And, you know, every one of our campaigns will start with geography. So we'll choose, you know, whether we want to target a city or whether we want to target specific zip codes or a radius around a business. So there's a couple different ways that we can layer on that geographic target. But that's kind of step one, because we want to make sure we're only serving ads to a geographic area that makes sense for that specific business. And then on top of the geography is when we then start to layer in other targeting strategies. And so with Amazon, we have about four that we can utilize. Some are, you know, very unique to Amazon. We don't offer them for any of our other products. So we're going to go through those. The first strategy we can utilize, you probably have heard before if you've listened to me, but our behavioral targeting. So behavioral targeting is one of the targeting strategies that we do utilize for a lot of our campaigns. We can run behavioral targeting across a lot of different products, but the difference here is the behavioral targeting we're utilizing with Amazon is Amazon's first party data. So it is coming from people who are browsing or on Amazon-owned apps and publishers. So this could be, you know, this is going to be showing people display video or OTT ads based on their Amazon purchase history, what they've searched on Amazon, what they have been browsing across Amazon. And this can be across, again, just Amazon.com or the Amazon properties and partner websites as well. So there's a lot of first-party data that we can utilize when it comes to these targeting strategies. And so a lot of these segments, these behavioral segments that we can layer onto the campaign, they're going to be gathered from people's search habits on Amazon itself, what they viewed on Amazon, what they're in market for, and also, you know, what they've streamed on Amazon Prime too. So, you know, anything that people have viewed, anything that people have researched, all of that data is being collected, and then we can utilize that data when we go to layer on and choose specific behavioral categories for a specific campaign.
That's super cool, because if I own a shoe store and someone's been like, hello, me, searching shoes all over Amazon,
yeah,
they would get served that ad likely.
Yeah, correct? Exactly. And that actually is a great segue into this next targeting strategy, because that's product targeting.
Awesome.
So, you know, if somebody is searching for specific products on Amazon, we can serve them an ad. So this is people who have either searched, browsed, or purchased products. And we get to choose three different products, and you can target people that way. So, for example, if you're trying to target new moms, we can select three items that potentially a new mom would be looking for on Amazon. So, you know, maybe somebody who's buying diapers on Amazon, or somebody who's looked for infant car seats, or even like baby books, or just different things like that, that, you know, if somebody has searched for these particular items, it could mean that they are a new mom. Or maybe even like if you're trying to reach bride-to-bes, you could do somebody who has searched for wedding invitations or wedding decor or bridal party gifts. That, you know, a lot of people, especially for wedding stuff, are on Amazon looking for various items. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to be able to reach these people through this product targeting as well. And so these audiences that are developed through the product targeting are going to be based on people who have searched for those specific products on Amazon or viewed them or purchased them as well. It can also include people who have similar characteristics to those who have purchased those products on Amazon. So that kind of layers in a little bit of like AI to be able to recognize, you know, this person may have similar browsing habits as somebody who has already bought this product on Amazon. So product targeting is one of the strategies that we can utilize for Amazon, and that is one that is very specific to Amazon only. We can't utilize that targeting strategy outside of Amazon. And then we also have our custom audience matching. So this is a strategy we can utilize outside of Amazon as well. And this is when we take a list that a customer has or that a client has of emails or addresses. If they have like a customer list, maybe of people who have test driven a car but haven't actually bought a car. So you want to serve them an ad, be like, hey, remember us, you know, come get your car. And so with the custom audience matching, we're able to reach a specific list of people. And we can do, you know, the more data points that we can have, the better. So typically that's going to be emails or addresses, you know, names, phone numbers, all of those data points are going to be important for us to be able to find that user and be able to serve them an ad. And so with custom audience matching, something to keep in mind is we typically really can only match to about half of the list, just because sometimes those lists are outdated and some people have different information, or maybe people have ad blockers installed, so we're not going to be able to reach them. So there's a couple different reasons why we wouldn't be able to reach every single person on that list. So it is just important that we do have a very robust list with the expectation that we'll only be able to reach about half of them. And then the last strategy we can layer on for Amazon is retargeting, which is a strategy we layer on with all of our digital campaigns because frequency is very important. So 98% of web traffic is not going to convert or take any sort of action, whether it's going to your website, purchasing a product. 98% of people do not take that action on their initial visit to your website. So with retargeting, we're able to take people who have been to your website and then serve them an ad while they're browsing on other Amazon-owned properties and websites and try and get them back to your website. So with frequency, or with retargeting, we have that frequency come into play here. We want to serve the ad multiple times to make sure that your brand is staying top of mind, and that people, when it comes time to utilize your product or service, they think of your brand right away. And then the last piece here that's very unique to Amazon is the auto data. So Amazon is actually really great when it comes to the auto vertical, because there's a couple different ways that we can actually tap into that auto data. So there's Amazon Vehicles, which is allowing different users to find reviews or images or even specs for different new and used cars. So if someone's maybe looking for a car, Amazon Vehicles could be a good place for them to just kind of become familiar with different types of cars and what's out there. And there's also Amazon Garage, which is actually, it allows you to buy specific parts or accessories for your vehicle. So when it comes to Amazon Vehicles and Amazon Garage, people who are utilizing those two platforms, they have to put in, you know, their car make and model, all of their auto information. And then, you know, if you're an auto dealer or an auto advertiser, we can then tap into this Amazon data to really target people who are maybe in market for a specific type of car. We can get as specific for, you know, like in market for a Toyota Tundra. So we can target by the exact make and model or the type of vehicle that somebody is interested in, based on what they've been searching for across Amazon Vehicle and Amazon Garage.
That is super cool. And I think people forget that Amazon is that expansive in their product.
Yeah, I know. There's a whole layer of auto that Amazon deals with too that, you know, I don't think a lot of people know about.
Right.
So yeah. So, and you know, we can even target by owners. So people who own specific makes and models of cars, or if you're, you know, an auto service shop, we can tap into the service and repair information. We can target people who maybe have had a car for over 10 years, one that may be, you know, needing repair or something soon. So there's a lot of different targeting data that we can utilize specific to the auto vertical as well. So Amazon is a great product to consider, especially within that auto vertical, but also outside of the vertical as well, because there's a lot of unique targeting strategies. There's a lot of unique, you know, websites that we can serve across and apps that we can serve across that Amazon owns. And so it really is a great product to think about adding to your media mix.
We're out of time almost. My goodness, that snuck right up on us.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, if you are interested in adding Amazon to your media mix, please, you know, feel free to reach out. Give us a call.
Awesome.